Blog Talk Radio.
Just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie.
It is the biggie.
It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tapped dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, life in bullets in the hunt. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm B.B. King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Late bring the thrillers on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new scheme scenario. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Praise, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? What's going on? D-Hour Show in effect once again. It's your boy D. Slate in the building. You already know how we do when we get it in. Indy Up Saturday is upon us again on this lovely Saturday, January 12, 2013. Yes, you heard what I said, 2013, the new year. Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you again. Oh, yes, it's Indy Up Saturday. It's all about the independent and up-and-coming artists. On Indie Up Saturday, we finna get it in tonight. Absolutely, I got my brother Mitri D in the building, co-hosting with
what
me, getting it in.
What?
Mitri was good.
What's up, bro? How you been?
Man, you already know, man. Just getting it in tonight, trying to enjoy this Saturday. It's a little chilly, man. It's a little out here in the AZ. It's a little chilly than normal out here. It's a kind of frosty out here.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it is out here in the LV too, man. You know. It's a little nippy, but, you know, we're going to do what we do to keep everybody warmed up on this radio, get their heads bopping, to get their blood circling through their body
and
keep them warm.
No doubt. You already know, man. We're going to get it in for everybody tonight. And absolutely, Indie Up Saturday, you guys know what that's all about, playing all the independent up-and-coming artist hits. You already know how we do it. And tonight, we're going to be getting it in a little bit, about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to be getting it in with West African hip-hop star, up-and-coming hip-hop sensation, K.O. De Niro, is going to be in the building with us tonight. Oh, we're going to be getting it in with him. Sierra Leone is going to be in the building tonight, so we're definitely going to be getting it in with my man K.O. tonight, absolutely. And we may also be getting it in with my girl Jade Lynn, up-and-coming R&B songstress. We may be getting it in with her tonight as well, so keep it locked. And we got some fresh new hits we're going to be playing for you guys tonight, absolutely. And I got a special hit we're going to be playing tonight from the artist, the indie artist of Deja 34, the independent label that was founded by Shaquille O'Neal. You know, the Deja 34 artists, you know, they came together after the the Sandy Hook situation in Connecticut, and they created a song called Connecticut. You know, it's spelled out connect, and it's I-C-U-T at the end, Connecticut. But we're definitely going to play that for you guys tonight so you guys can check it out. And we just got hits, you know, for some fresh artists tonight. Definitely. So make sure you guys keep it locked, playing it here, so you already know. And if you are a hip-hop artist, if you're an R&B artist, if you're a poet, you'd like to have your music played on the show, you'd like to be interviewed on the D-Hour Radio Network, whether you're a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, or even a gospel artist, and you like to showcase your music on our network, all you have to do is email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords The Hour Show. And definitely, if you have a business, if you have a website you would like to advertise on our network, make sure you contact us. We have a nice special deal going on right now. So make sure you hit us up at thehourshow@gmail.com so we can definitely get your business advertised and definitely let everybody know what you're doing and what you got going on with your business. Up-and-coming businesses, we definitely encourage them to definitely contact us so we can get some advertisement in for you guys as well. Indie Up Saturday, D Slade, Mitri D in the building. You know, we know how we do it. You know what, Mitri, bro, I heard some news, man. And I'm going to mention this real quick. I'm going to play a couple of hits, and then when we come back, we're going to be getting it in with my man K.O. De Niro, West African up-and-coming hip-hop sensation. He got the flame. You already know. We're going to be playing his hit joints tonight, number one. Oh, yeah, we're going to be getting that in tonight. But I heard all you cats out there that's listening, all the D-team, I like to call the listeners and supporters of the D-Hour Show D-team, but all the D-team out there, everybody and anybody who knows Corinne Steffens, better known as Superhead, she was the young lady who wrote the book about all her transgressions with different celebrity artists and athletes and different things like that. Well, I guess apparently the rumor mill is spinning again, and I guess apparently supposedly she may be pregnant by Lil Wayne. Damn. Now the story is that I guess apparently she had been seeing him for quite some time on the low key. And I guess apparently she could possibly be pregnant by Lil Wayne. Yeah, that's the story, bro.
Yo, ho. Shorty was married. Now she's jumping off with Lil Wayne. But wasn't Lil Wayne seeing this chick that play on the basketball team, the little professional basketball player?
Absolutely.
You know, so how that's going down, you know what I mean?
I really don't know. I don't know how it's going down. I don't know how it's been going down because, you know, from the article I've seen, you know, it looks like it could have been it looks like her relationship with Wayne could have been going on for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
You know that she's definitely in, that she's in love with him. She supposedly has a tattoo on the back of her neck that says 5'6", which is his height, you know, 5'6", but apparently it's a tattoo, you know, about him. So, you know, anytime a man or woman is tattooing a body about somebody else, that's either a lot of love or a lot of obsession.
Yeah, because I know when I was reading back in the day when I was reading her book, it was one person she would say something, but she'd never talk about. You know, she's like, I won't say this name because I still see this person. We still good people. So, hey, maybe it was going on way back then when she was still coming out with everybody.
Exactly, and maybe that was him that she was talking about.
It could have possibly
been him that she was talking about. So, I mean, you never know, man. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, things go down in Hollywood, and that's how Hollywood, however you want to call it, however you see it, that's how it goes down. So you already know. So we got more for you guys tonight. We got some more stories and different things we're going to talk about. Also, before I play these hits real quick, I want to send a congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens for defeating the Denver Broncos 38-35 in overtime to advance to the AFC Championship game. Now the Ravens are going to be awaiting the winner between the Patriots and the Texans. So congratulations to Ray Lewis, Joe Flacco, Ray Rice, and the brothers of the Baltimore Ravens for their dynamic win tonight. And with them winning, I'm going to root for the Ravens going into the AFC. Hopefully they can make it to the Super Bowl. That'll be a nice ending for Ray Rice.
But, yeah,
right now, my dudes, the G-Men, the Packers are facing the 49ers right now, and they're up 14-7. So for those that didn't For those that didn't know, you better turn to your local Fox station and get it in, because Cheese Town and the 49ers is going down right now. It's going down. Right now, The Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday, D Slay, Dimitri D in the building. Got a couple of hits for you guys, and when we come back, we're going to be getting it in with my man K.O. De Niro. We're going to start it off with B Street with Separate Ways, and we got a little bit of my man. Oh, this is my dude right here, Noel Gordine, with his new joint, You're My Music, right here on Indie Up Saturday, The Hour Radio Network, baby. Let's go.
I've been thinking. I've been thinking a long time. It's like we just can't get it together. We gotta go our separate ways.
It's true what they say. I can let you go.
Take some time to breathe. I don't want you to leave, but this rising. And every day all I wanna do is hear your voice. It's like you strike a chord in my heart, babe. And even when it stops, you still sustain. You're the best melody in my life.
Every time I think
and sing it to me loud and clear. Oh, this is real, no need to pretend. And I hope this will never end. 'Cause you're the only melody in my life.
Yeah, you already know the hour show in the building, Indie Up Saturday, playing the hits. You already get it in. Dimitri D in the building. That was my man Noel Gordine with You and My Music. Before that was my man B Street getting it in for the fit in tonight. B Street, Separate Ways, you already know, playing the hits, all the indie up-and-coming artist hits. That's how we do it. The Ober Rambaco Radio, we keep it popping all the time. All y'all got to do is bring the butter. Absolutely. No doubt.
I'm talking about bringing the butter.
No doubt. Look here, getting it in tonight, you already know. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, it is my pleasure to introduce our guest for tonight, born and raised from Sierra Leone. From there to Atlanta, Georgia. A-Town, baby. It's the one and only West African hip-hop sensation. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm The Hour Show. Welcome to my man, K.O. De Niro.
What up, what up, what up, what up? What's popping, y'all?
Yo, K.O., what's good, bro?
Chilling, man. It's my pleasure, you know, definitely. I was looking forward to this, you know what I mean? Happy to be here.
Hey, look, after I heard the music, I was looking forward to it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the thing about it is that I think the beautiful thing about all of this, man, it's really good to see that hip-hop, you know, has spread, you know, internationally, you know, so far out, man, and, you know, Africa and China and Germany and the UK and London, so many different countries, man, is getting down, you know, Canada, so many different places is getting down with hip-hop. And everybody and a lot of these incredible countries, man, is producing some incredible artists, I mean, like yourself. So it is my pleasure, man, to have you on the show, man. It's a D Hour Radio Network's pleasure to get it in with you tonight.
Thank you very much, man. Pretty much hip hop is a strong form of music, you know what I mean? Like, it really touched Africa. A lot of people will not understand, they will not know it, you know, because most of the time, the pictures and images of Africa as being, like, transpired over here is more, like,
right,
on the negative side, you know what I mean? But hip-hop is huge out there. It's big business. And in my country, definitely I'm getting it in. Sierra Leone, you know, is mostly known for the blood diamonds and all that. So I got a story to tell, you know, man. I got to bring the story of my people, like, the struggle, you know, I was born and raised there, and I grew up in America, too, you know what I mean? I've been here for a minute, you know, so it's like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, real. Now let me ask you this, bro. How real, and how, and other than yourself, you know, are there other hip-hop artists on the scene in the Sierra Leone and West Africa, man? And it's like, how, you know, how is the hip-hop scene out there?
Yo, it's hectic, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Pretty much, like, Sierra Leone is, like, we the underdogs, you know what I mean? Because it's a small country. You got the big guys like Nigeria. You got some, like, ferocious MCs from Nigeria, Ghana, you know what I mean? Like, these are guys. I just came off doing a world tour, you know? I just came off from Australia, Canada, and Europe.
Wow.
I did a show in Rotterdam, you know, Sweden and Belgium. So it's a whole different market out there, you know, of fans and people that support our music, you know, and so it's growing. I'm just pretty much trying to branch out right now, you know, bring it out here in the United States so they can, you know, get familiar with what we do, you know.
That's real.
I speak in English, I do it in my local dialect as well.
That's what's up. Now you got Sierra Leone on lock, so now you pushing it out internationally, so you can start getting some international flavor.
Most definitely. Like the president of my country just awarded me, he just made me a peace ambassador, you know? That's how, like, positive and strong the hip-hop music, like, is touching the people right now, you know? He had to recognize, you know, the, like, my movement, what I'm doing in Sierra Leone with the youth. So, yeah, he called me at the State House and made me a peace ambassador to the world for Sierra Leone. So I have an obligation, you know, to tell, like, the story of my country and my people and what we've been through, you know what I mean? Like, I hear a lot of people, you know what I mean? It's the struggle in America, definitely, you know what I mean? It's survival. But, like, the survival over there where we from is totally different. Like, you know what I mean? The survival here is comfort. If Africa got projects, those will be the hotels.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what
wow.
I mean?
Well, that's what's up, man. I mean, like I said, I've heard the music, man, and it's going to be my pleasure to give the listeners the D-Hour world premiere of your joint number one tonight, so everybody can check it out. I got my co-host, man, my brother Mitri D in the building. Mitri, you got any questions for K.O.?
Yo, K.O., check this out. Give the fans a little bit of your native tongue. Kick them a little verse real quick and let them see how you really coming. You know what I mean?
No doubt. I be on some stuff like, yo, cow they are still, but couldn't come, but couldn't go. Can just the laugh we picking the jump jump, let couldn't grow. Fish kick rap, strive for come out, who don't blow. Forget noticements. May I just speak for man and we steal the drag just for it go to fresh. All net the turn, pressure, no sleep stress. just like a shady baby county map, king, king. Rappers week in one try, I beat them up, bling, bling, cause to me they know no fool, yeah, they all are limping. Who's like the old mean day? Remember me the fed for true fly. Now hip hop team up, now me the one for look bad. When I can take all team, took out the fade, look back. Level man don't reach, so I no go ever look back. Hotel don't burn, man suffer, the king don't die, true lyrics. Nobody read and see the king don't lie. Now that make man can relax, you know what I mean? Something like that.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
I like that, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. That's hip hop right there. Hip hop in all different language, and everybody still nodding their head to it in every different language.
Word
you know?
Definitely.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, KO, tell us a little bit about the new music, man, and the album, everything that you're working on. What was the inspiration going into it?
Yeah, pretty much, you know what I mean? Like, I just came off dropping my last album, The Blood Diamond Kid Story. You know, I'm working on this new project called The Back to My Roots Project. You know, it's, I got the number one song is the first single off that project. And it's like I've been inspired by great artists. You know, I grew up listening to rappers like Biggie, Tupac, Nas, Jay-Z, Big L, you know, Snoop Dogg. So it's like those are the people, like, you know what I mean, that caved me. Like, they really, really gave me all the, like, the juice I needed to, you know what I mean, take it to the next level in this game. You know, this album is going to be incredible. I'm looking forward to doing some features with artists from here, artists from Africa, artists from Europe. You know, make it like an international project, you know what I mean? Because I just realized that I got fans all over the world, people listening to my music and bumping to it. So it's going to be incredible, man. Like, the lyrical ability on it is going to be, like, crazy. I got some production from some young producers coming up, you know, and I'm meeting a lot of people in Atlanta too, networking, you know. Definitely, I'm about to show the world that it's not just Akon from Africa, you know. They got, we got
some real. No, that's real, no doubt. Well, I mean, I definitely can't wait to definitely get some of your other joints in airplay. Like I said, I've heard some of your other music, and it's fire, man. It's definitely fire, and I definitely can't wait for the fans and the D-Hour Show Network crowd, man, to hear that music. And they definitely going to get some of that tonight. Before I play your joint real quick, let me ask you this. You know, there's, you know, a big question, man, right now is, you know, a lot of people, you know, feel like, and you said, you know, you talked about some of the great artists that we, you know, we used to listen to and love. You know, right now, a lot of fans of hip hop, man, they're a little upset with the hip hop scene right now. A lot of the real hip hop heads, you know, feel like hip hop is, you know, is dying out, man, and it's just, it don't sound the same, and this new music is, you know, a lot of people's not really feeling it. You know, there's some artists that are still representing, but, you know, a lot of people's just not feeling a lot of the new hip hop music that's been played and is being showcased, especially on a lot of mainstream radio. But, how do you feel about that, being a new artist coming up in it, you know, with, you know, the way people are, or not really feeling a lot of the new artists on the scene right now? And do you think, you know, the question is, you know, whether or not, you know, hip hop is dead, do you think it is? And how do you think we can help change the minds, you know, as a new artist, how can you help change the mind of some of the real hip hop fans out there who's just not feeling some of the new stuff?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like I feel like hip hop is not dead, but it's on life support, like somebody had said, you know what I mean? Like
That's real.
Yeah, presently, you know what I mean, like most of the cats that's out, they don't have no star quality. Like I remember growing up, like once like you having an interview, like not to dwell on the past, but once you have an interview with somebody like Biggie, say Pac, even if they're not doing a song, they're not doing music, you just entrenched to the interview. Like they will say some stuff that will make you laugh. They possess that star quality. Most of these dudes don't even have that, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell they probably just know how to network, and they met a couple of people that put them on, and now the label is behind them because they got one song with a catchy hook, you know. And the damage that is doing to the game is doing, like, crazy damage. Like, I went overseas. I was in Europe. People are not really too hype about American music no more like they used to be. coming up, you know what I mean? Everybody wanted to, like, we love Cam'ron. We love DMX. Like, they go over there, they treat them like gods, you know what I'm saying? But now, like, you talk about, you call a rapper name, they're like, who? Like, nobody really cares about them because the music quality has fallen, you know? So that's why I'm coming, you know what I mean? You got cats like myself, you know what I'm saying, trying to step up so we can bring that lyrical content back to the game, you know what I mean? Songs that will inspire the youths, you know what I mean? And they like songs that stand for something, you know, not just like jumping into the studio, you know, rapping like you're reading from a book.
That's real. No
true,
doubt.
True.
No doubt. And I agree, man. And you're right. It's a lot of artists out there that really don't have a lot of star quality. And really to add on to that, you know, another problem is also, man, is you have a lot of artists out there, you know, they're not being taught that in this game, you also got to have longevity. I mean, you also got to prepare yourself to be in this business for a long time. There's a lot of artists, man, who's been in hip-hop and R&B and just been in music for 15, 20, 30, 40, you know, 40 years and still going. You know, and it's not a lot of artists that really can say that. And it's a lot of artists that may make a hit or two and may be fly, you know, and may be nice for, you know, for a year or two or maybe a couple years, and next thing you know, ain't nobody feeling them no more. So I think a lot of these new artists just have to be taught how to remain, how to get some longevity and just remain in this business.
Most definitely. Like, because, okay, like, nobody has the mindset no more of making timeless music, you know? Like, you have people like Nas, you know what I mean? Like, that still go in, you know, that try to make timeless music, like music that will surpass time. You know, like, people are just trying to do things for the buck right now. Like, yo, I just want to get a song that's going to be on the radio, and, you know what I mean? That's it. Ringtone rap. But, like,
yep.
I'm not for that, you know. I got the whole continent of Africa behind me, and I'm just trying to make global music right now, reach out to the world, you know, let them know the story of Sierra Leone, man. You know, I know they did a whole movie about Blood Diamonds, you know what I mean? Kanye
That's
did a
real.
Song, Diamonds in Sierra Leone, and this is coming from the horse's mouth right here. I was born and raised there, so I know that story, you know what I mean? I'm the Blood Diamond kid.
That's it, baby. No doubt.
Like that.
D Howard Show in the building, baby. NDF Saturday, D Slay, meet you, D, in the house. You already know we're getting ready to get it in and play the D Howard Show world premiere of Kale De Niro's hit number one right now on the D Howard Network. Kale, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody, bro.
What up, world? You know what I mean? This is live and direct from Kale De Niro. You know, I know it's spelled as Kale, but I pronounce it as Kyle. You know what I mean? Like, this is the song right here, number one. The most lyrical MC, sit back and enjoy it. That's my man dropping right now. It's crazy. It's official. Let's go.
Here it is, the D Hour world premiere of Kale De Niro, number one, right here on NDF Saturday. Let's go.
Yeah. We back up in this place, man. Kyle. Africa's best rapper in the building, man.
Nothing but love and ups when I rap it again. ghetto. Thought I was done, survive out of death row like Dr. Dre. Hit up on my attention, they got to pay. Always speak fire, got some hot to say. Descended by law, but trust nothing do me. Gotta take it back to my roots like Lucky Doobie. Can't get nothing through me. Numero uno, pips in your Bruno, Mike Tyson on your ass, man. Sticking to Bruno, amateur damage you cast. Fuck out of here with your amateur rap. Can't get you guarantee I'ma come at you fast. Weak rapper, women surprised to find out that you're growing a cop. Number one, the most lyrical MC. Counting never the king, the nigga that can't be number one. There ain't no rapper nicer. Bustin' the mic, take a sec, slice your knee. Take a second to none. Hey. When it comes to killing my there's negative one. Hey, yeah. One, I suggest that you run. Any team bad up in the same hip hop, they blame us. Boku no says rapper jump by hip hop for famous. Pull up his on one cock head big like a hip hop for famous. Can't keep up the end of. As that is, check my flow, pick my resume, dog. Yo, I'm mad that is. Kids from Stallone, my bus pass my red. Stick with the spin off the top, or if it's written. We grab up my toilet and them cars be shitting. I passed it, my country know I made it. The trap is so lame, plus that's why I did it. Them born the king, I got a soul of David. Cause he don't rap the green, white, and green. Still slipping, though he write me. BT Cypher, should be
my last thing.
So I can show the sounds, I can be nice to skin. Number one, the most lyrical MC. Counting never the king, the nigga that can't be number one. There ain't no rapper nicer. No more duck in the mic, take a sec. Like number one. He's a second to
like Leo and
when he comes to the mic, there's negative one. Number one. I suggest the 23rd scene. Any place, anywhere, just know that he won.
Hey, fresh off the wall, so. King Spray, what up? I see you, man. We in the building, we back again. Transit Night Club, DJ Q, what's poppin'? Rocket, you know how we do, man. Like me, my super life, say, you know what I mean? No one miss the Night Guy. I don't care where you from. Niger, Ghana, Kenya, South Africa. You don't want it. I rap Sierra Leone, man. I'm on fire, baby. Back to my roots. The album's coming. Let's get it. I got time for any mobile rapper no more, man. I got big fish there for fry.
No doubt, back again, Indy Up Saturday on the D Hour Radio Network. Getting in for the fans tonight, playing the hits. That was the D Hour Show world premiere of Kyle De Niro, number one, right here on Indy Up Saturday. Dmitri, what you thinking, bro?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yo, your stuff is so hot, man. They're going to love it when you really come out here and show them what time it is. They're going to love it. The streets going to love you out here.
No doubt, man. No doubt. I already know that. You know what I mean? That's why I keep pushing, you know, and good looking, you know what I mean, for showing me the love, definitely, you know what I mean? Like, you supporting my music right there, you know, that's love. I definitely appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to a bright future, you know what I mean?
Hey, well, yeah, you got death, you, from so far from what we've seen, Kyle, I mean, I want to say, man, that the like I told you before, the music is hot, and like Dmitri said, man, I mean, the streets going to love it. You know, it's a new fresh flavor, man, and that's what we need right now. Like you said, to help get hip hop off that life support and get it back standing again. So definitely big ups to you, man, and much respect to everything that you're doing. My last question for you, bro, I want to say, you know, for all the, you know, looks like we dropped my man Kale for a second. Hopefully he'll get a chance to call back. So we can get it in. You know, it happens. You know, it's this is the D Hour Radio Network. It ain't nothing scripted. It's all real. You know what I'm saying? It happens. You know, sometimes I tend to blame Sprint, Verizon, or some of the other companies because of the drop calls. But it's all right, though. It's all right. You know, we got my man KO back in the building. KO, back in the building.
Yeah. Sorry about that, man. I just went off, you know.
Are you good, bro? You can't keep a good MC down, man. So that's why I try to tell everybody, you can't keep a good MC down. Now, like I said, my last question for you, you know, and clearly you've taken major steps, man, and different things to get your career off to where it is right now, and you're making moves to become something great in music. But for all the up and coming artists, man, all those
those indie artists out there that's striving to be in music and want to make their dreams come true, and they want to be hip hop artists, man, and they want to be great. What advice do you give them?
First of all, you know what I mean, like you gotta really, really sharpen your craft. Like, you know, you gotta really have it. You gotta have it first of all, because without the music, the quality of music, I don't think like it will take you that far. Like you were saying, you know, you might pop off, you know, for right now, but it's never going, like, you know what I mean? It's going to fade off. So you got to believe in yourself and make sure you got that heat, you know what I mean, that you bring into the table. And you got to move. Like, I was in Philly when I came to the States. You know, like, I was in Philly for, like, a while, like, probably, like, 10, 12 years before I moved to Atlanta. You know, I made that move because I believe in what I'm doing, you know what I mean? I was going back to Sierra Leone every year, dropping albums, you know what I mean? I built this from the ground up on my own. Like, I was not waiting for no handouts, you know what I mean? Like, that's where I connected with a lot of people from the buzz that I was having, you know? I met, a lot of great people. Like, shout-out to the big brother, Isaiah Washington, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
You know what I mean? So, like, you got to believe in your craft. You got to go for it, and you got to have the right people around you, you know what I mean? Because you can't do everything. That's the other thing. Have the smart people around you and push for it. It was not easy going to Atlanta, man, you know, because I thought that's where everybody's at. You know, that's where I'll be able to network. I'm still working on it, you know what I mean? It's not an easy road, but the music going to speak for itself, you know? If it's hot, it's going to surface.
It's
like
hot.
You said, you can't keep a good MC down. So just
that's
keep your head
up.
All the real MCs out there, let's keep doing it.
That's real. Well, I just want to say, man, like I said, the music is fire, man, and we're going to keep on showcasing it, and we're going to definitely keep it in rotation on the D-Hour Network, man. And it's a pleasure to talk to such an artist as yourself, man. And just like I said, it's always refreshing to give the fans, you know, something new and something really great to listen to. Like I've said many times, there's some incredible artists like yourself out there that really needs to be showcased and really needs to get the type of attention that some of our big artists and mainstream artists have been getting. So it's definitely my pleasure to do that. And I just want to say, too, KO, you know, with you being out there in A-Town, bro, be careful out there, man. That's a lot of down-low brothers out there. So, you know what I'm saying, when you're getting with the ladies, make sure you check the Adam's apple, bro. Check the Adam's apple. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they ain't perpetrating, bro, because you know.
I feel you, bro. But like, I'm good, man. You know what I mean? I got a lead in the house, man, so I'm good.
You're
you know
good,
what I mean?
You're
I ain't
good, man.
Word, you know what I'm saying? I'm
good,
safe,
bro.
I'm good. Word.
Yeah, you good out there. That's what's up, man. My brother, Mitri, dude, you got any questions, bro, or closing comments for Kayo De Niro?
Nah, KO, you good, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Just keep pushing forward, man. Don't let none of these cats stop you. You're doing a good thing.
I appreciate
that. That's why the D-Hour show is here, yo. We finna get us up off the life support. We got the paddles, yo. We gonna bring everybody back to life real quick.
That's real.
Shock them real good.
That's what's up. That's what we here for. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
it. That's it, baby.
Once you got cats that's real, that's heavy, come back to the game. Everybody gonna start waking up again. Then you gonna have great material. Competition gonna be hectic. Then you know we gonna have some good music.
You are absolutely right, man. And I just want to say, bro, that you know, as far as we're concerned, you know, at the D-Hour Network, man, and you know, as far as we're concerned, you're no longer a guest, man. You are a family member now, man. The D-Hour show and the D-Hour network is your home. You welcome anytime, man. We're going to keep on supporting you and everything that you do, and we're going to definitely keep pushing your music, man, definitely keep telling everybody about you. And also, I'm going to keep telling everybody that Sierra Leone got it locked, and they got some incredible artists coming up out there, so they definitely better keep their eyes and ears out for some more artists coming from West Africa, for real.
That's what's up,
true,
man. I definitely appreciate that, man. You know what I mean?
Now, bro, if anybody want to catch you, you know, online or any of the social networks, you know what I'm saying, to check you out, talk to you, listen to some of your music, where would they be able to catch you at?
Yeah, definitely. I'm on Twitter, you know what I mean? It's Kyle De Niro 1, with the number 1, you know what I mean? You can check me out on that. I'm also on Facebook, you know what I mean, Kyle De Niro.
And the website is on the construction right now, caldenero.com. You know what I mean? You can hit me up on those levels, you know what I mean? And definitely I'll connect you. You follow me, I'll follow back on Twitter, you know what I mean? I'm on Facebook all the time chatting with my fans, you know what I mean? Like connecting
right.
with the world. So definitely, you know what I mean? You can hit me on those places and those levels, and, you know, we can take it from there.
No doubt, bro. No
YouTube
doubt.
Too, you know? Yeah,
you
I'm on YouTube too. Yeah.
Hey, YouTube is the joint, and they definitely got to make sure they check out your music and your videos, because I know you definitely dropping some hot videos for them too. So definitely, guys, make sure you check them out on Twitter, and definitely on Facebook and YouTube as well. Kyle De Niro, and put it in a search, and you can Google him. You Google Kyle De Niro, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna pop up, and you get all the information that you need, so you guys can definitely keep supporting him and definitely keep checking him out. Well, Kyle, I want to say definitely, bro, I want you to have a blessed night tonight, man. Keep producing that fire music. Keep sending it to us and sending it our way so we can get in a rotation for you, man. And like I said, you're an incredible artist, man. I definitely can't wait to see what else you got in store for the fans, man, because I know it's going to be good.
Most death, man, you know what I mean? Thanks a lot, and I appreciate the opportunity of being able to reach out to a lot of people, you know what I mean? It's like, I promise, you know, I'm working on some great stuff, you know, like my past music is incredible, but I know I got, like, room to grow. I got a lot of material, you know what I mean, that's not even released yet. So I'm in the studio all the time. You know, I just came here in D.C., like, last night, you know, for a show. So I'm getting it in. I'm on the grind. Look out for me. 2013 is about to be heavy.
2013, Kyle De Niro, getting it in. Bro, you have a blessed night, man, and thank you so much for joining us, man. We're going to keep on supporting you. The Hour Show is your home now, man, so you're welcome here anytime.
No,
anytime.
Likewise, brother. One love.
One love, bro. You have a blessed night.
Peace.
Kyle De Niro in the building right here on the D Hour Radio Network, Indie Up Saturday, getting it in. You already know how we do it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick hit break. I like to call it a hit break. I ain't got no gloves on. I'm not about to swing at you real quick. I'm not about to hit you with the Tysons or bite your ear or nothing like that. But no, we're gonna give you a hit break real quick. And when we come back, me and Mitchie G gonna be getting it in. I got an article I came across that's real crazy. We definitely gonna discuss that. It's got something to do with the lottery. Oh yeah, it's got something to do with the lottery. You guys gonna trip when you hear it. We got some more music right now. Right now, I want to play that joint I was telling you guys about from the Deja 34 artists as their tribute to the Sandy Hook victims and everything that went down out there. Definitely, may they rest in peace, and prayers and condolences go out to all the families that had to suffer from that. This is from the Deja 34 artists. It's called Connecticut. And then after that, we still got some more music. I'm gonna give you guys a little bit of my man Meech McFly with Dreams Money Could Buy right here on the D Hour Radio Network's NDF Saturday. Let's go.
As a country, we have been through this too many times. May God bless the memory of the victims. And in the words of Scripture, heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds.
I was clear across the world, but I can see the faces. I wanna take away the pain, but there's no way to replace that. Their tears can start a river, their fears will never change. The innocence of babies are taken in the day.
Graduation, weddings,
away from them too early, and there are no words that will ease their pain.
There's gotta be a better way to prove it. I guess I put it in the music, make them feel across the world. Instead, we hear about shooting out and came to look at who can't win if we keep on losing. I add it in my to-do list to move them and make a movement.
Israel,
some people live with no care, they see it, but they don't care until something happens to theirs. Our president even cares. It's like we live in the fear. What's the world coming to? It ain't safe to be a kid. That's just taking doing theories, just waiting to do some mission. We fellin' cause we ain't listening. I'm listening, pay attention, cause God gave you permission. The spit is going on, the spit is the spit is feeling. They feeling it, hope we give them some healing. I hope we get them the message. We killing, never protecting. Just killing the whole perspective in life, cause we not connected. It's time to take off the muzzle. Let's work it out till we muscle. Let's hustle until we hustle. Put the piece to the puzzle.
We gotta connect.
The majority of those who died today were children. Powers president.
Okay, our dreams come true, will come someday in some way. I'm just a young nigga just trying to make big money. And if it comes for I get aggressive for it like rugby. And I'm a flex on the niggas who all made fun of me. And never care about the past, just worry about what's in front of me. Drink money can buy, drink money can buy. Drink money can buy, will never rest my eyes. Drink money can buy, drink money can buy. Drink money can buy, will never rest my eyes. I'ma get this money and I'ma get it till it's gone. Spend it with my team, I would never spend it alone. I'ma blow it fast, never use caution. Get what I want and what my family always wanted. They cannot hold me, no, they cannot hold me. I'm finna break out of once and do my do it OD. Cause nobody was tuned in when I was on my come up. Not expect something in the hand whenever that they come up. Well, you got the wrong ideas, you think that I'm a press. You absent during my struggle, so I mark you absent in my success. So therefore, I wish you luck on your plan B. They sat down on a redneck, so I'ma make sure they can't stand me. Shout out to the town, I swear the pines be the best place. And when I doubt, the pines to be my rest place where all my family town folk can come and embrace, which is back to my roots in case niggas want to retrace. Drink money can buy, drink money can buy, drink money can buy, will never rest my eyes. Drink money can buy, drink money can buy, drink money can buy, will never rest my eyes. I'ma get this money and I'ma get it till it's gone. Spend it with my team, I would never spend it alone. I'ma blow it fast, never use caution. Get what I want and what my family always wanted. Drink my money could buy, I'm adding to my list. Some niggas talking smack, hold my rollie out, say it to my wrist. I can see the future like I'm rubbing a crystal ball. To all them niggas that doubted me, I'm pissing them off. Lambo, Maybach, mansion, the beach house, a yacht, white picket fence on the island with my feet out. Get it in the summer, the winter in the fall, I'ma get it till it's gone, I'ma fall till I fall. Drink money can buy, drink money can buy, drink money can buy, I'll never rest my eyes. Drink money can buy, drink money can buy, drink money can buy, I'll never rest my eyes. I'ma get this money and I'ma get it till it's gone. Spend it with my team, I would never spend it alone. I'ma blow it fast, never use caution. Get what I want and what my family always wanted. Drink money can buy, drink money can buy, drink money can buy, I'll never rest my eyes. Drink money can buy, drink money can buy, drink money can buy, I'll never rest my eyes. I'ma get this money and I'ma get it till it's gone. Spend it with my team, I would never spend it alone. I'ma blow it fast and never use caution. Get what I want and what my family always wanted.
Let go. You know who it is. Romelu T. I don't have a lot of friends, but baby, we could be friends. Our style, baby girl, just blends. Try to tell her she shines like the sun. Come on now, girl, I just begun. When I seen your beautiful face, I felt like my heart got hit with a gun. Damn, I'm so stunned, got me so sprung off the type of things you say. Please don't run away, I'm just trying to tell you how I feel. Damn, got me so high on my heels like Michael Jackson when he squeals. You should already know what it is, and I can't believe this is so real. I can't believe you got that crazy sex appeal. You got my heart racing like an automobile. Baby, you got me feeling like this. Baby girl, just give me one good kiss.
When I have you, I'ma never let you go. Baby girl, I'ma lock you down, lock you down. When I have you, I'ma never let you go. Yes, girl, I'ma lock you down, lock you down.
Lock you down, cook you down, hold you tight. Let me be your shining knight. I'm so damn bright. Let's take a plane and go for a flight. This is all I do, baby girl, is right. To show you how I feel about you, I just wanna show people that you're my boo. And you're here to ride with me and my crew, no matter what I do. Buy all the shoes that you want. The want, the past, the haunt. Our future that we gonna have together. We change the attitude for these fake ass people, just like the weather. Guess what? I'm better. You know the name. I ain't even playing games, chill. Y'all not even on my level. Get out my face with that.
When I have you, I'ma never let you go. Baby girl, I'ma lock you down, lock you down. When I have you, I'ma never let you go. Yes, girl, I'ma lock you down, lock you down. I'ma lock you down, lock you down.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. The Hour Show in the building. You already know. Playing the hits, all the indie upcoming artist hits. You already know how we do it on Indie Up Saturday. D Slay, Mitri D in the building. That was my man Romality with Lock It Down. Before that was my man Meech McFly getting it in. Dreams, Money Could Buy. You already know how we do it. Playing all the hits.
Hey, look
here.
Yo, D, hold on 1 second, D. We need to get the defibrillator and start warming up the paddles real quick, dude, because we're going to bring hip-hop back. We're going to bring this good music. We're going to put everybody back happy to be up in the club, bobbing to the music, ride down the street, getting whiplash from nodding so hard. You know what I mean?
There it is. And if y'all don't understand what we're talking about, then you know what you got to do. That means tune into the D-Hour Radio Network Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. We playing all the hits. You never know who's going to be on the show with us. We got some incredible shows coming up. Make sure you guys tune in to the Covenant Cafe tomorrow with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace, our premier gospel music show. And definitely, you know, definitely make sure you guys check it out. Them brothers get it in all the time. They play some incredible music. They talk about some incredible things, and they do some marvelous interviews. So definitely make sure you guys check them out. And they do that at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time and 5:30 p.m. Central. So definitely make sure you guys check it out because they do it all the time. Bro, I got some, you know, a little article I came across. I remember hearing about this before, and I really thought this was crazy. Lottery winner poisoned and his kin is suspicious. Aruj Khan had just bought home his $425,000 lottery check when he unexpectedly died the following day. Now, certain members of Khan's family are speaking publicly about the mystery, and his nephew told ABC News that they knew something was not right. He was a healthy guy, you know, said his nephew. He worked so hard, he was always going about his business, and the thing is, after he won the lottery and the next day later he passes away, it's awkward. It raises some eyebrows. Medical examiner initially ruled Aruj Khan, 46, an immigrant from India who owned dry cleaning businesses in Chicago. He died July 20th, 2012 of natural causes. But after a family member demanded more tests, authorities in November found a lethal amount of cyanide in his blood, turning the case into a homicide investigation. When we found out there was cyanide in his blood after the extensive toxicology reports, we had to believe that somebody had to kill him. Minaj Khan said, it had to happen because where can you get cyanide, which is true. Authorities could be one step closer to learning what happened to Aruj Khan. A judge Friday approved an order to exhume his body at Rose Hill Cemetery in Chicago as early as Thursday to perform further tests. Moments after the court hearing, Aruj Khan's sister, Miraj Khan, remembered her brother as the kind person who would have shared his jackpot with anyone. Speaking at the Cook County Courthouse, she hoped the exhumation would help the investigation. Khan reportedly did not have a will. With the investigation moving forward, his family is waging a lethal fight against his widow, Shabana Ansari, 32, over more than $1 million, including Aruj Khan's lottery winnings, as well as his businesses and real estate holdings. And that's how it's going down.
Wow. Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is, what you say?
Go ahead, bro. What you say?
So what we're saying is, we know his family say his share. So they saying, oh, it ain't us, but who can get close enough to this man to put cyanide in his stuff?
See, then here's the thing. But you know what, bro? Here's the thing. What I previously heard as well when I first heard about it is that he won $1 million off a $1 million scratch off. Okay, I think it might have been a $10-$20 scratch off ticket.
Right.
Now he came home, he ate dinner, and then he went to bed. And they said that when he was sleeping, he woke up screaming in pain, and that's when he passed away. So apparently, somebody put some cyanide either in his food or his drink.
That's crazy.
You know, because so somebody is trying to get the money. Now, I'm not sure how the whole lottery situation works as far as whether or not any family members would be getting this money, you know, because I guess he already received it and brought the check home. So not really sure how the whole lottery thing works. But it's looking kind of shady.
Yeah. If he already brought the check home, then
that's what I'm saying.
And he is, so we saying he's not married, right?
Well, no. I mean, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like he's not.
Oh, so that means, you know, it's looking like, okay, well, he's not married, so you can't say, okay, well, it was the wife. The wife, you know, she the one who took care of the food and all that stuff. So now we're looking at who's all in this man's household that, because it would technically, if he has will, all that leads to the person who is in charge of his will or his estate.
Exactly.
He got all that property and all this other stuff. So everything is going to go to him or him or her, whoever it is. But, you know, that's crazy doing, you know, but things we'll do for money, man. That's how life is.
Hey, money is the root of all evil. I'm telling you, look here, I'm telling you, if I win the lottery like that, I'm telling y'all right now, it's going to be face-off up in this piece. It's going to be like face-off up in here. I'm telling you, I'm changing the face. I'm taking the face off, putting another face on. I may walk around looking like Jet Li on y'all.
Hey, you know how that, you know the car, you know that Cartoon Network thing with the dude running around with the mask on his face all day from the witness protection program? That'd be me, like, with the little voice thing over there. You never know I won.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, because, you know, I know it's desperate times, man. I know a lot of people is suffering some different things in this economy. So people are really doing some crazy stuff out there right now. I mean, it's just some crazy, you know, things going on, man. And I know 2012 was a crazy year. Man, this is 2013. And we need to do things a whole lot differently. All the violence needs to stop, man. All the unnecessary killing and all the unnecessary craziness, it just got to come to a halt, man. It's got to come to
so
a
true,
stop.
So true.
It's a whole new year, guys. Let's set it off on the right foot. Let's set the year off on the right foot, man, and just really, really work on bettering ourselves and, you know, just bettering our surroundings. And, you know, that way you ain't really got a concept. It's money out there to be made. It's so many different things that can be done for you to be prosperous and be happy and make your careers come true and your dreams come true. You just got to put forth the effort. You got to put forth the work. Ain't nothing free. Ain't nothing free but government cheese. All right, that's the only thing. Ain't nothing free but government cheese. So if you like grilled cheeses, then you in good shape. But if not, then you better get out there and get some work done.
They still give our government cheese.
Huh? What'd you say, Rob?
They still give our government cheese.
Hey, they might. You know what I'm saying? Look at the whole transition. Man, look at the dollar store. Remember how we used to go to the dollar store and they had all these old crates? They had all them off-brand products. Now when you go to the dollar store, they got all type of name brand products in there. So, you know, things are changing. Things are changing.
Yeah, do that.
You know, they might not be giving out the big block of cheese for government cheese. They could be giving out Velveeta and Kraft. You never know.
Yeah. I need to go find that line real quick.
Exactly. It might be going down like that. You know, y'all just never know. But getting it in, Indy Up Saturday, D Slay, Meet Your D in the building. Again, we playing all the hits. And again, if you're a hip-hop artist, singer, gospel music artist, and you'd like to have your music showcased on the D-Hour Radio Network, as well as, you know, if you like to have your businesses advertised, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com, and definitely hit us up so we can definitely get some business in with you and get your music showcased and get some interviews with you. Like I said before, it's all kinds of incredible artists out there that need to be showcased, and that's what we're here for, to definitely do that. And I'm telling you right now, Indy Up Saturday is popping, and I'm telling you, every weekend it's gonna be your boys, Mitri D. Slate, and also our girl, Ray Cole. She's not in the building with us right now. You know, our girl Ray is she's working on some things. She got some things that she's doing, but she'll be back with us in a couple of weeks after she come off vacation. And we're gonna be getting it in every Saturday. I'm telling y'all right now. So all those indie artists, all those up and coming artists out there, you want to be showcased? You want your music played? You better hit us up. DHourShow@gmail.com. And you can also hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. It goes down. It goes down. You know, MySpace. You never know. YouTube. You know, of course, we got a YouTube channel as well. So hit us up. You know, because it's going to go down every week. And like I said, on the D-Hour Radio Network, Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, you never know. You never know who's going to be on. Right now, we're going to kick off some more music for you guys, because that's what it's all about, is showcasing this incredible music. So we're going to do some more of that right now. When we come back, we got some more. We're going to kick it with y'all a little bit more. Right now, I want to bump my man. He's a D-Hour Show regular. He's a D-Hour Show sensation. This is my man Trey Dot with the new single Smile right here on Indie Up Saturday. Let's go.
Got my degree, still unemployed, Joe, that ain't cool. Resumes send them out by the yard, but they still be fearing me with time on the yard. Musically, none of this here matters. Beating and battered, sipping on a hitting till my gut splatters. Mr. Obama, I ain't rushing, but I need assistance. Give me mine, I ain't begging, why they so resistant? Rehabilitation, what's the definition? Did a bid? Yes, I did. See right there, I mentioned overqualified, even take a lower rate. Sorry, sir, this position filled yesterday. Yesterday, I see the sign is still posted. Mind your business, I said, huh? And begin approaching. What you telling me, boy? I ain't really stable. Rent is due, the lights, I even lost cable. The sensation of my past and the inhalation, reminiscing of the facts ring true, that I'ma drink a little yak, a little vodka or two. Accountability is missing at home. Little shorty go both ways, she say that she grown. AKA, Delta say they didn't want a dark skin cutie, love a lime and a Corona. Pants sagging, still can't disown her. Grades are slipping, now she hustle on the corner. Says I don't understand, confused I am. Now she wearing my do-rag, I pray as a fan. Still loving her the same choices I once made, much worse, but I'm feeling it still hurts. Tears from heels in the video minute, did the best that I could do, now I feel like I didn't.
In the midst of all my problems, I can't see the I'm addicted to you.
kinda nice. Love the way your eyes are sending up on my eyes. That dress kinda tight, just how I like. You can see that cool body shape under the light. Yeah, she's so fly, baby, so classy. We can be the perfect team if she get at me. She gon' see me coming cause the jewels be flashy. She know I'm getting money so she ain't gotta ask. She know the drinks on me. You ain't gotta worry, I got it. Drinks on me. I fire up the bar, baby, the drinks on me. Yeah, we can pop bottles tonight. The drinks on me. No, I ain't hitting for free. The drinks on me. It's still a little tense, trying to keep her guards up, stay on the defense. I wanna get a bent, trying to be a gent, trying to get a home, guess I gotta pay the rent. But she's so worth it. Shawty stock don't fall. Shawty need a man who can ball. That's why I'm perfect, and I'ma be the one she calls when she need a little alcohol. She know the drinks on me. You ain't gotta worry, I got it. Drinks on me. I fire up the bar, baby, the drinks on me. Pop bottles tonight. The drinks on me. No, I ain't hitting for free. The drinks on me.
Tell me how you seen her. Shawty with that white on white 2012 Beamer. Apple bottoms on the apple bum, Bonita. AKA Christian, the red bottoms Bonita. Dreamed about her all day, I'm a daydreamer. Let me be your financial aid, Beamer. Treat you to these top shelves, mango margarita. You say you won't stay, let me feed you this fajita. Me, yeah, it's leaning like a dirty 2 liter. Purple rain in the speaker, purple rain, she's a skeeter. Like a dirty 2 liter, purple rain in the speaker, purple rain.
She know the drinks on me. You ain't gotta worry, I got it. Drinks on me. I fire up the bar, baby. The drinks on me. Yeah, we can pop bottles tonight. The drinks on me. No, I ain't hitting for free. The drinks on me.
Have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, Indie Up Saturday. Getting it in for the fit-ins, playing all the indie and up-and-coming artists. It's D. Slay, Mitri D in the building. You just got to listen to my man Bray with Drinks on Me. You already know how we do it, playing the hits. Mitri, what's good?
Yo, what's good, man? What's good? All this good music that we playing tonight, man, it just got me over here bobbing like crazy. I'm going to have to get me an ice pack in a minute. My neck hurting. You know what I mean?
Neck hurting. Because he's bobbing and nodding to all the hits. And I know y'all out there needing some ice for your neck, too. It's all good. Go to the freezer, break the ice out, put it on your neck, and come on back and start listening. If you have to, put your neck brace on. That may help you out a little bit. It may help you out. I got some info, man, for all the cats out there who might not have known about this little information.
Janet Jackson's fiance. Oh, you heard what I said. Fiance. Janet has a fiance. Janet Jackson's fiance, 37-year-old billionaire Wissam Amanya, decided to toss a prenup drawn up by his lawyers to the side, believing it would just complicate things between them. Instead, Wissam decided to draw up an agreement which states that Janet will receive $500 million if they ever decide to divorce.
Wow.
But they have to have been married for 5 years. While Janet is no pauper, with her estimated $100 to $150 million fortune, Wissam has assumed a multi-billion-dollar fortune by being one of the most successful investors in the Middle East. He represents luxury brand names Hermes and owns large shares of Saks Fifth Avenue stores. It definitely seems like this is the real deal for both Janet and Wissam, who caught the pop star and his dream girl in 2010 interview with Harper's Bazaar. I think a man's dream woman changes as he goes through different stages in his life. I'm fortunate to be dating my dream woman now. Brother Wissam, you dating and you're engaged to a whole lot of men's dream women. So just to let you know that.
Who didn't dream about Janet Jackson from Penny
all
the way up?
You know what I'm saying? Bro, just to let them know, you dating a whole lot of men's dream woman. Just to let him know that. He might not have known that.
Hey, Slate, we need to keep it real. A lot of men's dream woman and a lot of women's dream woman. You know what I mean?
Hey. Hey, that might be true. That might be true, man. You might be right about that one. You might be right about that one. That's the real deal, Holyfield, though, just for the cats that don't know. I mean, you know, for y'all that didn't know, Janet had a fiance, a Middle Eastern fiance. Janet gets that brothers, I'm sorry, but, you know what I'm saying, Janet likes a different type of brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She likes a different type of brother. You know what I'm saying? She leaves, she come back. You know, she may know how to put together and make her own dynamite. We don't know that. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. She might be able to know how to handle explosives a lot better than some. I mean, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? AK may be a household item. I don't know. Do you know? real quick, we got my brother in the building, my boy Kano, the pyro from HMB Radio. Kano, what's good, bro?
What's good, man? What's happening with y'all, man? D Slate, D Hour Show.
Tell it, baby. What's good?
Tell it, fam. You know, I'm over here prepping for HME Radio. Just listening to y'all right now. Actually, man, I just got done seeing Janet, man, at the motherfucking Monster concert, Monster Headphones concert out here in Vegas. You know, they got the CES Electronics convention going on.
You know what, Kano, I want to say real quick, man, my brother, man, my cousin, Mitri D, he's out there in Vegas too, man. He might have to get up with you.
Oh, yeah, sure, man. Yeah. Most definitely. Yes, I just actually touched ground in Vegas. You know, I've been a shy boy for too long, so I needed a break. So I came out to Vegas to see what they can offer me out here. Definitely need some people
man,
to get up.
You got a lot of shit popping out here, man. Where you at, though, right now?
Yo, I'm over at the crib. They got me over here by Nellis, over by Eagle Trace, G.
Oh,
so,
shit.
I'm
North Town. North Town.
Yeah.
I got warrants over here. I can't fuck with you.
Hey, that's what's up, Kato. Hey, bro, how's it going down, man? What's going on with HMB Radio, man? Tell everybody about HMB Radio real quick.
Man, it's still blowing up, man. We going on 5 years in May. Man, it's phenomenal, man. All the guests that coming through, underground guests, y'all definitely can showcase your talents 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 Pacific Standard Time, and we just keep it live and uncut, man. It's like reality radio over here. Don't be no
That's
better.
That's real. As long as you ain't out there like Shorty Lowe with 11 kids and 10 baby mamas, man.
Oh, no, man.
No.
Hey, look, man, I'm gonna tell y'all right now, Shorty on he on something crazy, man. I saw something, and I was gonna read the article, man, that I had saw about it. I gotta tell y'all this real quick. I don't know what's wrong with this brother, man, that he think that this is popping, but it's Shorty Low. A rep for Shorty Low says young black men should mimic him. Shorty Low has caught a lot of negative press for his upcoming All My Baby Mama. Wow, dude. All My Baby Mama's reality show on Oxygen Channel of all channels. The
wow.
Woman Channel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oxygen special showcasing his unorthodox family, which consists of 11 kids and 10 baby mamas. Cali Bauer, rep for Shorty Low, is sticking by the rapper, saying he is a father figure who most young black men should mimic. The Parents Television Council is disgusted by the show, stating, every time we think that the television industry couldn't stoop any lower, sadly one of the networks stepped forward and proved us wrong.
A lot of people don't understand how can a nigga have how many baby mamas he got?
He's got ten, bro. So apparently one of the baby mamas got two of his kids.
I know he got like 11 kids. It's just blowing their mind that he get along with all of them. You know what I mean? How can a black man get along with five baby mamas? And they all get along with each other too. And the kids is all good. This nigga is like the new Cosby.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all right now, this is called the Brady Bunch the Hood version. That's real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, to state, you know, that all men should be mimicking this dude. First of all, man, look, I really do think, you know, brothers already get enough negative press, man. We get too much negative press. And I'm like, you know, for this cat to think it's cool to be out there showcasing, you know, 10 baby mamas, I mean, there's nothing wrong with you showcasing your kids and appreciating your kids. But, I mean, come on, man. We brothers are getting enough negative press, man. I mean, we're getting enough of it.
Man, that's not the point, though. It's the point is he gets along with all of them. It's not a dysfunctional family.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. So you talking, he gets along with all of them. What is child support looking like? Holla at your boy on that. What's the child support looking like? How much you paying in child support?
No child support. That's the big problem. They like so surprised it ain't no child support.
Shoot, I need to get the Oxygen Channel and give me a show because they killing me in child support. Real talk.
Hey man, look, I don't know, man, and I agree too. I think that's also got cats thinking like, how the hell is he getting along with all the baby mamas and how is they getting along? But I'm gonna say like this, real talk. They probably wasn't before he was probably thinking like, damn man. Well, you know, what are we gonna do? What am I gonna do, man, to get all these chicks to be getting along with each other? And the next thing you know, I know a reality show. Tell them we're gonna be getting paid. We're gonna do a reality show. Now they all getting along with each other.
Everybody gonna be paid. Everybody
hugging each other. Oh, girl, yeah. And now they out buying up clothes at K-Momo and everything else. You know what I'm saying?
But when the camera's off, you know what time it is. Bitch, you know I can't stand you. Don't be touching me like that.
the
cameras make everything look good, yo.
He ain't watching your kids tonight.
He watching my kids tonight. That's the
problem
right there. Who babysitting tonight?
Hey, that's real. Who babysitting tonight exactly? And I'm pretty sure the one with the two kids is probably saying, I got more clout than all y'all because I got two by them.
Yeah, I'm the favorite one.
Hey.
She gonna be the favorite.
Hey. Okay. I don't know, man. It's gonna be interesting. That's an understatement. It's gonna be interesting. Also, too, man. I just heard too, my man Nas was hospitalized, thought slated to appear with on Live with Kelly and Michael yesterday. Nas spent most of the day in the emergency room being treated for vertigo. Nas apologized for missing the appearance and a promise to reschedule for a new date. Vertigo is not a pleasant feeling, and it's no surprise Nas couldn't tough it up for the interview. The vertigo began on a recent plane flight and has persisted since, but Nas is expected to make a full recovery.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
We got to start taking better care of ourselves, real talk, though, for real. All this fast food, out just spending money, eating all this garbage stuff.
We ain't spring chickens no more. We all starting to get old real quick.
Yeah, I heard about Tracy Morgan, man. Like, I just found out he had a kidney transplant, and this nigga be going to the hyperbolic chamber and shit. Like,
he got a Michael Jackson chamber.
Yeah, man, this nigga be going there and get some oxygen and shit in his body.
Oh,
you know?
He got a mic chamber, man. Hey, hopefully, I don't know how often he gonna be resting in that or sleeping in that, but. Hey, hopefully he come out the same color we all know him to be, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Tracy may get up in the chamber and come out looking like Jackie Chan on us, man. I don't know how it's gonna go down, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, D Slate, I gotta ask you about this. I know you probably already talked about it this week. What do you think about the Carmelo Anthony KG whole ordeal, man?
I saw a little video on that, and I was kind of like, damn, these dudes is really getting it in. But when it spilled over into the locker room, the tour bus, and I said, damn, this must be real, real serious. And I know Carmelo, stated that, only thing he really stated to the media, he was just saying that, KG, he said something to me that you don't say to no man. Now, the rumors that I heard, that KG said something to him related to Lala.
You know what he said, nigga? He said, your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. I heard J.B. Smoove talking about this earlier today. He was like, man, I went to the cereal aisle, and, it's a lot of cereal in the aisle. To be that, I'm confused. And, all types of shit. But to really pick out one and say that's what your wife tastes like, that kind of got into that nigga's skin, what I mean?
Yeah, that's real. So he said your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. Damn, man. Now I'm understanding it now, because I heard that Lala had made some comment on Twitter about cereal.
Made
some comment on Twitter about cereal or something like that, but I didn't know. Honey Nut Cheerios is pretty good. I mean, I could see if he just said something like, "Your wife tastes like Frosted Flakes or something, or she tastes like Cocoa Puffs." I mean, I don't know.
Even like regular Cheerios. If the nigga would have said regular Cheerios, I would have been like, "Nigga, you tripping."
He could have easily said your wife tastes like cornflakes in milk for about 2 hours with no sugar. I mean, we already know what that tastes like. So, I mean, he could have easily said something like that.
But like I said,
bro, I knew it had to be something serious, when it spilled over. I knew it had to be something serious when it spilled over into, the locker room and then in the tour bus and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, it must have been something real for it to go down like that.
Yeah, man. Every man hates to know a detail about his girl. You know what I mean? Your girl got that tat on her back right there with Tinkle Bell. Nigga, I know that.
Hey, Kano, did you hear the rumor that Corinne Stephens is claiming she pregnant by Weezy?
Yeah, man, I've seen that shit. Weezy a rock star right now.
Of course,
He got a gang of baby mamas, little celebrity A-list baby mamas.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So she just another one on the list. I don't know, a bad choice to put on the list, but hey.
Hey, I mean he got her putting tattoos on her neck, man. So hey, I guess that's how you do it.
Oh no, man. What's up with this Django shit? Y'all seen that movie Django yet? Everybody talking about that shit right now, man.
Hey, I've seen Django. Well, I haven't seen all of it, but you know, I've seen it, and I mean, for what I've seen, man, I mean, yeah, it is, it's a spaghetti western type flick. I mean, actually, I really think to me, it really wasn't bad. I mean, to be honest with you, if you do any movie talking about slavery, anything that happened back in the slavery time, I mean, that's the type of things you're going to see, man. I mean, those are the type of things you're going to hear. That's what you're going to see. I mean, that's how it went down back in slavery. So, you know, as far as how blacks were treated and talk to, that's how it went down. So, I mean,
right.
I know people want to be upset and don't want to see that and hear that, but unfortunately, man, that's what happened. That's how it went down.
That's what I was saying. Like, man, it's based on a certain period of time, so, you know, you got to deal with this shit. If you get offended by the N-word, you know, don't even go see it, man, because they're going to say it like over 100 times with that shit.
Exactly. I mean, when they talk to, when, because I've seen an interview with Minister Farrakhan, and I saw an interview with Spike Lee, and when they talked to Spike Lee about it, you know, he was hating on it. I mean, Spike was just
Spike Lee needs to sit his ass down, make a fucking good movie so we can talk about that shit.
Right. I mean, he was hating. I mean, he was just like, you know, that's an insult to my ancestors. I'm not going to go see that movie and insult my ancestors. I mean, when they talked to Minister Farrakhan, he really didn't see it like that. He really didn't state it like that. I mean, Minister Farrakhan talked about different points of the movie, but he really didn't have too much of a problem with it.
Yeah, get mad at Jamie Foxx for playing that shit. Get mad for all everybody else who was involved with it, man. Don't just get mad at them.
Samuel L. Jackson said he thinks he should get an Oscar for it.
Cat Williams said he's going to flop that nigga when he see him, though.
Hey, man, with the way it's going down with Cat now, man, I wouldn't be surprised, man. I really wouldn't be surprised.
Man,
for real, I wouldn't be surprised with him.
As his manager.
Something wrong with him. I don't know what kind of weed he's smoking, but it's going down with Cat Williams for real. You know, somebody must be putting oregano and basil up in his weed because he on something natural.
Man, y'all gotta go check out, man, Vanessa Williams' daughter, man, Julian Harvey, aka Lion Babe. Man, she got this video right here, treating like fire. Good Lord, man. That's like Beyonce sexy video level, nigga. I'm talking about, go check out that video. It's on Worldstar. I think it's on, let me see, man.
It's going down like that.
Real world right now. D-Slay, I'm not playing. Go see that video.
Wow, I'm going to have to check it out then. I didn't know it went down like that with Vanessa Williams' daughter, but sometimes things tend to come full circle, and I think y'all know what I'm talking about, but it's all good though.
I think I still got that issue, man. I still got that issue, yo.
Hey, sometimes
for the video. She throwing her leg all the way up to her ear, man, like straight thigh action.
She on some ballet stuff?
Something like that, bro.
Wow.
I'm about to make that my Facebook page, man. Bro, I'm about to Instagram that.
Hey, if you get the link, man, definitely send it to us so we can check it out, man, and definitely talk about it next time.
Yeah, throw that on the page for real.
But you already know. The Hour Show in the building, ladies and gentlemen. D Slate, Mitri D, my man Kano the Pyro from HME Radio, getting it in tonight. Playing, you know, we are how we always do it. Right now, we're going to kick off a couple more hits for you guys real quick. And when we come back, we're definitely going to finish it up on the D Hour Show and close it out for you guys. We're going to start it off with my man Trail Mack, who's still here, right here on NDF Saturday. Let's go.
Yeah. Still here. Yeah. Yo, yo. It seems like I'm just losing direction. Or maybe I'm just lost in my own imperfections. I got the footnotes, everyone that used me as a reference. Cause every day in my life learned a valuable lesson. Everything I'm not made me everything I am. Everything I'm missing turned my family into critics. I just wanted them to listen. I noticed that they didn't, so I'm getting that they really wasn't feeling my decisions. I only wanted them to be happy that I did it. But it feels like I'm happier when I just keep my distance. Through the grapevine, they whispering, I'm trying to be myself. They see me as somebody different, but hold up, I'm comfortable with my own skin. I still suffer from the scars from my old friend. Her old friend, I consider my own kin. But now that he's gone, he's blowing in his own wind.
I thought I was done, but I overcome all the chains that had me down. Said I had no chance, like your only plan was to try to keep me down.
Some dark clouds knocking as I'm looking through the peephole. It said I needed more attention from the people, so they caught the tears evaporating from my cheekbone. Cause right now, they don't need to hear me lie. They need to feel my pain, they need to hear my cry. And when my soul leaves this earth, they gon' feel me die. Cause I wasn't born for you niggas to ask me why. Hey yo, I've been through a lot of shit I lost and I gained. And everything I gained, I lost in the vein. Bring my head against the wall, damn near lost my brain. Having kids at an early age, I felt so ashamed. But that's my flowing blood that's running through their veins. So I'm bleeding on these records in case they gotta sustain. I'm able without pain. I'm sure to make change, for I swear it on my name. Yeah, that's me telling the truth, fam. Don't matter if I'm in or out the booth, man. Don't matter if you in without your truth, and I stopped worrying when I got rid of all my loose ends.
I overcome all the chains that had me. Said I had no
chance, like your only plan was to try to keep me down. But I'm still here. I'm here. I'm here. Yeah, I guess I get another chance to pick up where I left off and carry on with my plan. Yeah, Lord, I thank you in advance. Never make it to the morning sun just to do this again. So I'ma mark this down. It's the when I got friends that turn the page just to go and read the end. All I got is memories of all the places that we've been. Reminiscing all the good, so all I ever do is grin. And I'ma hold it down with everything left in me, with every breath for me, until I feel my chest empty. As I walk on this journey alone, it feels like we all together when I think about home. So I'm still there.
Girl, I wanna.
Saturday, getting it in for the fit-ins, playing all the indie upcoming artists hits. You already know how we do it. Sassy Sings with What Do I Do? Before that was my man Dan D with Girl I Wanna. You already know how we do it. Hits, as always, playing them. D Slay Mitri D, my man Kano the Pyro from HME Radio in the building with us. Oh, yeah, it's popping. Goes down. Man, I saw a little bit of the video. She, Vanessa Williams' daughter, she out there like, San Diego Zoo, you know, like she on some wild Animal Kingdom type stuff.
What? I need to see that video, yo.
Hey, she on some straight Island of Dr. Moreau type stuff.
Right. That's crazy, though, huh? How you say that, nigga?
I was looking at it, I was like, what the hell? I was like, she on some Animal Planet type stuff. I'm like, man, she out there looking like a lion and they dancing around fire like, you know, they trying to conjure up a demon or something. I don't know, man. It looked crazy.
The body shit.
Oh,
man.
It looked real crazy.
Like slow motion. Like, bam. I was like, oh, shit.
Hey. Yeah, it looks crazy, man. It looked real crazy. But I don't know. You know, some people, you know, some people feel like they got to go outside the box to be creative. So, hey, more power to her, and you know, I hope she's successful. I hope she's successful with her music career, man. Absolutely. I just want to send a big shout out to my man, Kyle De Niro, West African Sierra Leone, up and coming hip hop sensation, man, for joining us tonight on the D Hour Show, man, getting it in with that brother as always. And definitely much respect to him, and make sure you guys check him out on Twitter, on Facebook, Kyle De Niro, KAODENERO. Make sure you guys check him out. He got some incredible music. He got some fire, man. Make sure y'all peep him, and definitely supporting what he does. I mean, that's an international brother, you know what I'm saying, all the way from Sierra Leone, holding it down out there, and then coming into A-Town, coming out to the States, and trying to rep it in the States too. So big shout out to him. And definitely big shout out to you guys for hanging out and tuning in with us on the D Hour Radio Network. I told you guys every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, you never know who's going to be on, and be on the lookout on Fridays. The D Hour Show will be giving you guys our new premier sports show. So get ready for that, because it's going to be popping. It's going to be going down.
Shout out to the goddamn 49ers right there, getting grating the cheese right there.
I really didn't want to say nothing about that, brother, man. I appreciate you letting everybody know that the 49ers is winning right now.
Yeah, man, 38-24, start of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're getting it in, man. The Packers are making too many mistakes right now, so, man, it's looking like they might not be winning this one unless Aaron Rodgers can make some magic happen in this fourth quarter.
Hey, it's the fourth quarter, man. You know, Rodgers always get down in the fourth quarter. You know how he do.
Hopefully he can. Them Niners is giving it to him right now, so I don't know, man. This might not be their year this year, man, with the way they playing. Their defense been suspect all season, so I don't know. It's not looking good for them. Definitely want to send a shout out to everybody that's tuned in and everybody that keeps listening. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Kano, tell everybody about HME Radio. I know y'all about to pop it off right now.
Yeah, 347-637-1962. Join us over there. We're going to be having a mac and cheese party. y'all come wild out with us, man.
He said a mac and cheese party, man. Hey, I guess I'm gonna have to bring my cheese with me, man. I'm gonna have to bring it with me.
Yeah. blogtalkradio.com/HME Radio. Y'all log in.
No doubt, no doubt. Mitri D, bro, you got any closing comments for everybody tonight?
Hey, I just got a quick question, because I don't know if you've been watching since you've been gone for a minute. How you feel about the Lovey thing, dude?
I know Lovey's gone. Did anybody pick him up?
He interviewed with the Chargers today, and he interviewed with the Eagles. They're talking about the Eagles, like, saying he might actually fit, yo.
Hopefully he goes over there, man. The Eagles got a lot of talent over there, man, so they can use a defensive mind like Lovey Smith over there, man. So hopefully they pick him up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, man, this has been a great show, man. We had a lot of good music going on. I'm like, I'm finna go. I wish my wife was here, because I'd show be telling her to come rub my neck, because I'm hurting over here.
That's real, baby. That's real. The Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday. Every Saturday, you can catch D Slade, Mitri D, and our girl Ray Cole. We're going to be getting it in with you guys on Indie Up Saturday. It's going down, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us tonight. Please enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. A Saturday night is a terrible thing to waste. So enjoy your Saturday night. D Slade, Mitri D is out. Please be blessed. We'll see you guys next time. Tune into the Covenant Cafe tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Lamont Ferguson, Poetic Lace, they'll be getting it in. We'll see you guys next time.
One love, everyone.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship, hottest station.